I'm Sharon Mackay, I'm 22 and I'm from Thurso.
I'm Brandon Logan, I'm 21 and I'm from Strumness in Orkney. What was your name again?
Sharon.
Sharon. Okay. Sharon.
Mackay.
Sharon Mackay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting because there's an Orcadian poet, George Mackay Brown.
Yeah.
He did Beachcomber, didn't
yeah.
he? His mum was from Strathy.
Oh yeah, up west.
Yeah, like near Thurso, and she, she gave him his middle name Mackay, because her families were Mackays of Caithness.
See, when you get when you go up west, there's actually a sign that says "Welcome to Mackay Country," because everyone's last name is Mackay, so you go there and you're like, oh great.
It's really funny because his dad was the Brown and she was a Mackay of Caithness.
Right. Okay.
But she came to Orkney and she could only speak Gaelic. Because
oh,
Strathy
wow.
was a little Gaelic speaking village at the time.
Yeah, of course.
And she came as a fisher girl.
Right, okay.
Actually, not to lie, I'm just talking so much, but that's so that's so interesting because his mum's uncle owned a hotel in Strumness, where I'm from, and it was called Mackay's Strumness Hotel. He built it. And it used to have Mackay's Strumness Hotel, and they were Mackays of Caithness.
Right, okay.
And then she came to work in it because there was no work in Strathy.
So is there a really common last name in Orkney? What's the kind of...
Last names?
Yeah.
They're all Norse.
Oh, right, okay.
So Narquai is one of my family names.
That's cool.
Langscale is my mum's maiden name.
Right.
Things like Marwick, Fleck.
I had a primary school teacher that her last name was, her name was Miss Lawton.
Lawton?
Yeah. Something like that. It was, but I don't think anyone ever pronounced it the way that it was supposed to be. But I think it was something
like Lawton.
Was she
from Orkney?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she was really strong.
Yeah, we have some Lawtons. I can't think of any right now, but I didn't know it was an Orkney name, but it might be.
Yeah.
But that happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
That there'll be an Orkney name. I didn't know it was an Orkney name. Flet is really common.
That's crazy because we're actually I don't know what the distance is between Thurso and Orkney, but it's not very far across the water.
It's 20 kilometres.
Yeah, it's you can see it from my mm-hmm. granddad's house, you can see it right there. But the accent is so different. Yours is a lot more melodic than ours is kind of boring and really low, but you've got really floaty, lovely accent.
Yeah, it's super close. On a clear day,
you can see it
across the water.
It's really cool.
Especially from Hoy.
Yeah.
Have you been across?
I've been across, I used to do athletics competitions.
Oh, really?
In Orkney, so we'd leave really early in the morning. So I'd leave on the boat from John O'Groats.
Uh-huh.
So the boat from John O'Groats is this little, tiny, horrible boat.
Mm-hmm.
Never go on it. So we'd get across and you'd feel really seasick and you'd get you've got a massive sports stadium, the athletics stadium there is really cool.
Yeah, we do actually.
It's really
I've
good.
Never thought about that.
It's tiny little island, you're oh my goodness.
They use it for everything, though. It's called the arena. It's in the centre called the Picky Centre, isn't it? And
it's so
called
cool.
the arena. And they use it for stuff they do Orcadian versions of everything. They did Orkney's Got Talent in
there. Oh my goodness.
Stars in Their Eyes. A couple of years ago they did Tap Mute.
Tap Mute. Great.
And my brother's best friend went in it and something all the girls from my school were the ones with their lights on. It was really funny.
So cool.
They do they use that for everything and they do stuff like that and they go wild for it. Sells out 2,000 tickets.
Oh, Ben, everyone's yes, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've got a funny thing where I pronounce my R's kind of weird. So I would say my name is Sharon and I would say I'm getting married instead of married.
Mm. Oh, that's the R
word,
married. No, I take, sometimes we roll our R's and sometimes we don't. They're just R. Sometimes I'd say Sharon.
You'd say Sharon.
I'd almost roll the R.
Right, okay. See, I'm
but
not...
Most of the time the R's are, soft, I think.
So, if you were going to say, I'm getting married, how would you say that?
I'm getting married.
married. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
They're completely different. Also, I met someone from Tharjo in Edinburgh. It was like someone that I was seeing, it was like their flatmate.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my god, that's so crazy. Like, because you don't meet people that often,
no,
really.
No.
And I said, like, Tharjo, and she found it so funny because we like put our R's
in. Tharjo.
Yeah.
Tharjo.
Like, and we say, like, first.
First.
And, like, parsnip.
I like that, parsnip.
Yeah.
That's cool.